World events and Bible prophecy clearly show that we are in the end times. We are nearing the end of the age, the end of this world society. And the second coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, is fast approaching. Jesus prophesied that unless he intervened, no flesh would be saved alive. The atomic bombs dropped on Hiroshima and Nagasaki in 1945 ushered in a new age of mass destruction. Nuclear weapons can now destroy all life on planet Earth. Bible prophecy reveals the sequence of events that lie just ahead of us. You can be spared if you understand. The book of Revelation reveals the sequence of events leading up to the second coming. The prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord precedes the end of this age. What happens during the Day of the Lord? Just what is the Day of the Lord? You need to know. Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Bible prophecy reveals the future of the world. The book of Revelation reveals one of the greatest prophetic events yet to occur. It's the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. Very few Christians understand this significant prophecy. My friends, you need to understand. We are now living in prophesied dangerous times. Terrorism threatens cities and regions in our Western world. Record-setting natural disasters such as cyclones, hurricanes, tsunamis, earthquakes, and tornadoes have killed hundreds of thousands in recent years. Most students of Bible prophecy know for certain that we are in the biblical end times. The prophet Daniel uses the expression "the time of the end" five times. The Messiah and prophet Jesus of Nazareth outlined dangerous trends for the end time. He said this in Matthew 24 and verse 7, "For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows." The history of mankind demonstrates that nations will use whatever weapons of war they have to gain territory and conquer other nations. Since 1947, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists has symbolized world nuclear danger and, quote, "the state of international security," end of quote, by its doomsday clock. On June 11, 1998, the Bulletin announced the following, quote, "The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists has moved the minute hand of the doomsday clock, its symbol of nuclear peril, 5 minutes closer to midnight. Yesterday it stood at 14 minutes to midnight. Today it stands at 9. The reason was that India and Pakistan had gone public with their nuclear tests, and that the United States and Russia could not agree on further reductions in their nuclear stockpiles. The doomsday clock was last moved on February 27, 2002, and currently stands at 7 minutes to midnight. Why was it moved again? The bulletin announced, "Little progress is made on global nuclear disarmament. The United States rejects a series of arms control treaties and announces it will withdraw from the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty." Now listen to this. "Terrorists seek to acquire and use nuclear and biological weapons." My friends, will we see the doomsday clock move to midnight? Bible prophecy reveals the answer. On today's program, we'll discuss the prophetic time period known as the Day of the Lord. What is the Day of the Lord? How long will the Day of the Lord last? Just a day of 24 hours or longer? And how does the Day of the Lord fit into the framework of Bible prophecy? We'll be offering you an exciting audio CD that answers those questions. It's titled "The Day of the Lord." Be sure to write down the telephone number and address to order your free copy. You can also order this exciting free audio CD on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. This audio CD covers much more information than we have time for in this program. Be sure to request your free copy. If you have your Bible, turn to the Apocalypse or the book of Revelation, chapter 1. The Apostle John writes in Revelation, the first chapter, verse 10, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. The phrase John uses, the Lord's day, is used only here, nowhere else in the Bible. What is John writing about? John is not speaking of Sunday, as some commentators believe. In fact, he is not referring to any day of the week. John is referring to the major prophetic time period described in the rest of the book as the prophetic day of the Lord. Again, John is not referring to Sunday as the Lord's day. If John were doing that, he would have referred to Sunday as the first day of the week, as he did in the Gospel of John. Jesus himself said he was Lord of the Sabbath, and he was not speaking of Sunday. The expression Lord's Day here in Revelation is plainly referring to the theme of the whole book, the prophetic day of the Lord. And the day of the Lord culminates in the return of Christ as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. In the book of Revelation chapter 5, we read about a scroll sealed with seven seals. I hope you've seen our recent programs on the subject. Jesus the Revelator opens the seals to the book. We read the description of those seals in Revelation the 6th chapter. The first four seals are known as the four horsemen of the apocalypse. The first horse, the white horse and its rider, represent false religions, false Christs. Jesus himself points out the sequence of these end-time events in the Olivet Prophecy in Matthew 24. The second seal reveals a horseman riding a red horse with the power to take peace from the earth. The third seal presents a rider on a black horse, representing the scarcity of food and resulting famine. The fourth seal shows a rider on a pale horse with the power over one-fourth of the earth to kill major portions of earth's population. Jesus spoke of the pestilence that normally follows on the heels of famine. Critics say there has always been war, famine, and pestilence, but you and I will see the four horsemen of the apocalypse intensify their ride with increasing global impact as time goes on. These four horsemen are revealed in Revelation chapter 6 as Christ opens the first four seals. Now, what happens when the fifth seal is opened? Turn to Revelation 6 and verse 9. Christ opens the fifth seal in Revelation 6 and verse 9. When he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. The fifth seal describes the martyrdom of the saints, true Christians. In the first century, Emperor Nero violently persecuted Christians and put them to death. A major end-time persecution of saints is also predicted by this fifth seal. Then Jesus opens the sixth seal, revealing the heavenly signs that will shock people all over the earth. Revelation 6 and verse 12. I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of heaven fell to the earth as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. Not only will asteroids and meteorites frighten people, but massive earthquakes will also shake the earth. As the Apostle John saw in vision, every mountain and island was moved out of its place. In October of 2005, a magnitude 7.6 earthquake struck Pakistan, leaving nearly 90,000 dead and more than 3 million homeless. Many of us who have lived in California have experienced strong earthquakes, and I can tell you from personal experience, they are very frightening. These earthquakes and dramatic events in the heavens introduce the day of the Lord. What are the major prophetic events that follow? We'll answer that question in the next part of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you an exciting free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. Over 30 prophecies in the Bible reveal future events in the prophetic time period called the Day of the Lord. The book of Revelation or the Apocalypse in your Bible particularly gives details of this dramatic and prophetic time. Many of you will be alive during the soon coming Day of the Lord. You need to know the future and what impact the Day of the Lord will have on your life. Just what is the Day of the Lord? Our free audio CD will give you the answers from your Bible. It'll help you in your study of Bible prophecy in your own time and at your own convenience. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that the book of Revelation, or the Apocalypse, gives us the sequence of major prophetic events. We discussed the first four seals, as they are called, in Revelation, the sixth chapter. The next seal, the fifth seal mentioned in Revelation 6:9, symbolically describes a future martyrdom of Christians. The sixth seal reveals dramatic events in the heavens, tectonic upheavals and earthquakes. The Apostle John writes in Revelation 6 and verse 14, "Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place." Major portions of the earth will be shaken with earthquakes. God will get our attention. Those who reject the Creator and His way of life will be judged. Obviously, it would be better for all of us to repent and humble ourselves before God now, rather than having to be terribly shaken later. The heavenly signs introduce the day of the Lord, the time of God's wrath and judgment on an unthankful, rebellious world. It may surprise some of you, but Jesus Christ, called the Lamb of God, will be wrathful. He will execute God's judgments on the world. The day of the Lord, here in Revelation 6, verse 17, is called the great day of His wrath. The seventh seal of Revelation describes the day of the Lord, and the seventh seal consists of seven major prophetic events introduced by trumpets. Let's notice that in Revelation 8 and verse 1. "When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. These are also called the seven trumpet plagues. They comprise the day of the Lord leading up to the second coming." The Apostle John writes about the first four trumpets in Revelation 8, verses 7 through 13. They describe ecological disaster. One-third of all trees are burned up, and all green grass is burned up. One-third of all living creatures in the sea die. One-third of ocean-going ships are destroyed. One-third of rivers and springs become poisonous. One-third of the sun, moon, and stars become darkened. The whole world will experience the great day of God's wrath. Why? Because the nations have followed false religions, and many nations will follow ungodly dictators who will even fight against Christ at His coming. Just what is the day of the Lord? It is the time of God's judgments on the nations. Yes, all nations on earth will come to judgment, but God's judgment on the nations will ultimately end in world peace. My friends, what is the solution to world wars, violence, and conflicts? The solution to the world's problem is the return of Jesus Christ to rule all nations and to teach all nations the way to peace. As we read in Micah 4 and verse 3, "Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, will judge between many peoples and rebuke strong nations afar off." Christ will judge the nations during the day of the Lord and beyond. Let's understand the time frame leading up to the second coming. Here on this chart are three prophetic milestones leading up to Christ's return. They are, number one, the Great Tribulation. Number two, the heavenly signs. And number three, the day of the Lord. These three events cover a period of about 3.5 years. There are over 30 prophecies in your Bible referring to the day of the Lord. Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4 show that the day of the Lord, an end time prophecy, the time preceding the second coming, is a period of 1 year. You might want to write down those references, Isaiah 34:8 and Isaiah 63:4. The three prophetic milestones occur over a period of 3.5 years. In addition to those milestones, the book of Revelation reveals 4 ongoing events that continue for that period of 3.5 years. This chart shows the sequence of Great Tribulation, the heavenly signs, and the 1 year day of the Lord leading up to the second coming. What are the 4 ongoing events that occur during the 3.5 years? The first event on this chart is that Jerusalem is trodden down by the Gentiles for 42 months. You can read about that in Revelation 11, verse 1 and 2. The second event on our chart is the two witnesses prophesy for 1,260 days. That's in Revelation 11, verse 3. The third event on our chart is the church in the wilderness for a time and times and half a time. In biblical language, that's 3.5 years. You can read about the woman in the wilderness in Revelation 12, verses 13 through 17. The woman here is symbolic of the church. The fourth event in our chart is the beast continues for 42 months in its second fulfillment. This is described in Revelation 13, verses 1 through 5. As we've explained on previous programs, the beast here is symbolic of a revived Roman Empire. My friends, you need to watch events in Europe. You'll eventually see a new superpower that will rival the United States and eventually surpass the United States. So as we've seen, 3 major milestones lead up to the second coming of Christ. The Great Tribulation lasts for about 2.5 years. Next, the heavenly signs shock people all over the world. The heavenly signs introduce the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord is the prophetic time period of 1 year leading up to Christ's return. Then there are 4 ongoing events during those 3.5 years. Jerusalem is trodden down by the Gentiles. The two witnesses prophesy. The church is nourished in the wilderness. And the beast power continues for 42 months. The day of the Lord is the 7th seal of Revelation. God judges the nations through 7 trumpet plagues. We saw the ecological devastation that plagues the earth during the first 4 trumpets. A third of all trees are burned up, and all green grass is burned up. A third of all living creatures in the sea die. A third of ocean-going ships are destroyed. A third of rivers and springs become poisonous. A third of the heavens become darkened. What else happens during the day of the Lord? Remember that during the day of the Lord, 7 trumpets sound and announce God's judgments on the nations. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 8 and verse 13. At this point in time, 4 of the 7 trumpets have sounded. 3 trumpet plagues remain. Revelation 8 and verse 13. The Apostle John writes what he sees and hears in vision. "And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, 'Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the 3 angels who are about to sound.'" The last 3 trumpet plagues are called woes. The word woe is an exclamation of grief. The first woe, or the 5th trumpet plague, is described in chapter 9. The 5th angel sounds a trumpet that begins a military action that lasts 5 months. And what power supports that military action? Revelation 9, verse 11. "And they had as king over them the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in Hebrew is Abaddon, but in Greek he has the name Apollyon." Yes, the destroyer, Satan the devil, gives power to this military force. The second woe, or the 6th trumpet plague, is pictured with symbols of horsemen and horses. Here we see an intense military counterattack, Revelation 9 and verse 12. "One woe is past. Behold, still 2 more woes are coming after these things. Then the 6th angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the 4 horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the 6th angel who had the trumpet, 'Release the 4 angels who are bound at the great river Euphrates.'" An army of 200 million drives west across the Euphrates River and destroys one-third of the earth's population. Revelation 9, verse 15. So the four angels who had been prepared for the hour and day and month and year were released to kill a third of mankind. Now the number of the army of the horsemen was 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And thus I saw the horses in the vision. Those who sat on them had breastplates of fiery red, hyacinth blue, and sulfur yellow. And the heads of the horses were like heads of lions, and out of their mouths came fire, smoke, and brimstone. By these three plagues, a third of mankind was killed by the fire and the smoke and the brimstone which came out of their mouths. This phase of World War III will kill billions of people. Jesus said in Matthew 24:22, that unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. Otherwise, all life on earth would be destroyed. Now, what happens when the seventh trumpet sounds? And what happens after the day of the Lord? We'll answer those questions in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you our exciting free audio CD titled, The Day of the Lord. Over 30 prophecies in the Bible reveal future events in the prophetic time period called the Day of the Lord. You need to understand the prophetic events leading up to this time. This free audio CD will help you identify the prophetic signs, some of which are right now being fulfilled before your very eyes. You need this information. This exciting audio CD will give you prophetic details about your future and the future of the world. So pick up the telephone right now and request your exciting free audio CD, The Day of the Lord.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
We've briefly discussed six of the seven trumpet events that comprise the Day of the Lord. The sounding of the final seventh trumpet is the good news genuine Christians long to hear. You can read about that in Revelation 11, verse 15. It announces the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth and the return of Jesus Christ. At this last trumpet, faithful saints waiting in their graves are resurrected. You can read about that in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52. They will then rule with Christ on the earth for 1,000 years to produce lasting peace among the nations. Revelation 20 announces that wonderful future called the millennium. My friends, you need to be preparing for that time, and you need to study the prophecies of your Bible. Be sure to request your free audio CD on the Day of the Lord. It will give you more understanding of Bible prophecy. The seventh trumpet announces the good news of Christ's takeover of world governments. But the seventh trumpet is also called the third woe. Why? Because it also signals the seven last plagues. The sixth of those last plagues includes preparation for what is known as Armageddon. In northern Israel, on the plain of Jezreel, near Megiddo, will be gathered massive military power and might. These armies will actually fight against the commander of heaven's armies, Jesus Christ. Turn in your Bible to Revelation 19. Revelation 19 and verse 11. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and on his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should strike the nations. And he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. When Christ returns to this earth, he'll conquer all his enemies. He'll conquer the nations and their powerful armies that fight against him at his coming. The day of the Lord will bring God's judgment on the nations. As we've seen, in one sense, the day of the Lord is the year preceding the return of Christ. In another sense, it continues on through the millennium and on out to eternity. The Apostle Peter describes it this way, 2 Peter 3 and verse 10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens will pass away with a great noise, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Both the earth and the works that are in it will be burned up. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of persons ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God, because of which the heavens will be dissolved, being on fire, and the elements will melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, in which righteousness dwells. The Apostle Peter exhorts us to be in a spiritual state of readiness. We must be alert to the day of the Lord, a sobering period of judgment on the nations. Beyond that lies tomorrow's world, a wonderful time with beauty and prosperity and restoration under the rulership of Christ. May God speed that day. Again, my friends, be sure to request your exciting free audio CD, The Day of the Lord. This audio CD will help you in your study of Bible prophecy and help you prepare for the future. We invite you to join us every week on the Tomorrow's World program. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the teachings of Jesus Christ and the exciting end time prophecies and their meaning. So join us again next week right here at the same time.
This informative audio CD is yours absolutely free, no cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-718-4800. That number once again is 1-800-718-4800. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. Expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of this station. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.